Okay, Rabbi Levin asked me to talk on controversial topics in STAM. So let's call it new innovations, not controversial. We're going to go to something. We'll start with a problem that was for many, many years and is still around after all the tikkunim that were made in the field of tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, megillah, and that is printing. For many, many years, people know there were small mezuzahs, which in itself is a problem because it's hard to write the 713 letters in a mezuzah to get into a very small. There are specialists who used to write, you know, the whole megillah sest on a postcard, but to write to Shvi Halachadik and should have body to it, a Vav, a Yud, a Tes, should be something there. Each halacha, each a Yud is governed by 10 major halachas. And when I go in schools and they say to which is easiest, which is the hardest letter, they tell me whatever it should be, Shin maybe. Which is the easiest letter? Yud. And it's not true. Because a Yud is a small letter. Yud needs to have a foot. It needs to have three crowns, top, lower, and top, lower, and really the foot part. And if you make it too wide, it becomes a resh. If you make it too round, around, it becomes a chof. If you make the crown on top, it becomes a lamed. It could change to so many. A vav, we have this today all the time. The vavs are short, the yuds are long. So it's a hardest choice. So to fit all of that in a proper small mezuzah was always a problem. But there was a problem of printing. Now, hundreds of thousands of mezuzahs were given out by the Rabbanut, Behechshe of the Rabbanut, with a stamp. Rather, the Yid was a Chassidish Yid. That's a separate interesting issue. He had a stamp. If you look at the old mezuzahs, they were engraved. It said Mem Dalid, Mugem Mem Dalid, Nivdak Mem Dalid. One of the two, Mugem Mem Dalid or Nivdak Mem Dalid, was imprinted. So it depends how it was done. From the front or the back. Rav Moshe Zatzal is a tshuva, a long tshuva. You're not allowed to write, the Rambam is clear. You're not allowed to write anything inside the mezuzah. The question is, we have on the back the Shem Shakai, we have on the back all the Shemus Chovov Zayin Vov, which was opposite of the Hashem Lekeinu Hashem. After Yud comes a Chov, after Yud comes a Vov. Those are shames. You put them in, and the Rambam used to have all the segulas, but on the back, on the front, if you write anything else, it's possible. So much so that when the Sofrim check a mezuzah, they have a system, and many of them put a dot on the inside. Could be that dot, just a little dot, could pass through the mezuzah, because it's an extra, something extra. So this Nivdak Mem Dalid would pass through the mezuzah, and he held clearly that it passed the mezuzah, passed the tefillin, and he held the other, some of the other, scrape it off completely. But that was a chassidish yid, and hundreds of thousands of these small mezuzahs printed, not printed, whitewashed, many, many problems. Fine, that problem they worked on, took many years. Obviously, at the end, the Rabbanut closed down their whole section of mezuzahs. They closed it down completely. Because it was corrupt from beginning to end. But just historically, before we get to talk a little bit halachically, right now there's a big problem. The problem is twofold. It's hard to find a print. It's hard to realize that it's printed, and it's being done by people who are learned people. So much more so. To give the silk screening. The silk screening, let's explain. This problem came up a few years ago. Silk screening is done more or less the following. You take a frame, you spread over it silk. Silk is very, very fine. In the silk it says, in the silk you should be able to get, let me say it right, 700 to 900 thin strands in every inch. It's very fine and tight. Now, there are two ways to do it. Silk screening is used to imprint on mugs, on glass, on t-shirts, t-shirts, things that you can't print regularly, they use a silk screen. You put over it a silk, a lot of times over a board, and you could do computerized also. What you want printed, you leave open. Everything else becomes blocked through a certain chemical, and you want the letters TED, you could leave those, that space, a TED. You take some type of ink, a thick ink, and it's not a pourable ink, it's a thick, smearable ink, and like even with a squeegee, you go over it and it goes through. Only those letters are allowed through. So we can make a beautiful format, something like we used to do. We used to fill in the charts, the alphabet charts that were outlined and a kid plays with them. The same idea is the screen.
Stencil.
Silk screening with a stencil, and you can make it perfectly, beautifully. You could set up that the spacing of the letters is correct, the spacing of the parashas is correct, you'll never run into a problem later. The beginning of the amudim are correct, and however you do it, with this type of black ink, thick ink mod, you smear it over, and you can print a sefer Torah. Again, it's not printing of a press, it's printing, I smear it on.
And the material, silk, is the same as parchment?
No. So the silk is way that...
That's called...
The silk allows me to... Okay, we'll get to that in a second. The silk allows the ink to go through on a parchment. It's a clear parchment. That's why... It's true, years ago they were printed sometimes on paper. This is parchment. The ink has a body to it. It's almost impossible to discern between a regular handwritten Sefer Torah or this silk screen. The one behind the silk screening is an Odom Choshev Mo'id. I said it, Berabim, and I'm going to say it here also. It was already put on Kol Loshon once. I don't care if it goes on again. So the bottom line is the following. If, let's say the halacha before we talk about the Pilpul Shaboy. This is signed by all the Gedoyim in Eretz Yisrael. I'm trying to remember what year it says here. A year. Tovshin Samach Gimel. So it's about 12, 13 years ago is when it first started. Rabbi Yashiv Zichron Lebracha signed on it. Rabbi Yosef Zichron Lebracha signed on it. So Zayin Gezun Tavid Zichron signed on it. Rabbi Shmuel Volz Zayin Gezun signed on it. Here you have Moshe Sternbuch. The whole, all this, that Sefer Torah and Megillah Shenasei, they had Fosas Meshi silk screening. You put a screen over a piece of cloth and you put the joy on top of it and it comes out of cloth, is done by Inshid Lemali, the Natyre Shemayim. It's possible also Likr's boy. Now, the answer of the person doing it, he has Talmidim doing it, but he's behind it. There's a picture of him here as well. He's an older Godel. He was an established Poisek in one of the greatest established Kehillahs in Kalal Yisrael, and he still is. But he said, very simply, it's hard to understand this, I'm going to give a dimyon. It's a little bit not fair, but I'm going to give the dimyon. There was here in Brighton Beach, just the history of all the Stam is very interesting. There was a fellow, he's not alive anymore, his name was Rabinowitz. He was from the seminary, he was a Talmud Chochem, and if you came to him for a get, people didn't know better, he gave out a piece of paper and says, Tavoyra and Shimon were divorced on this and this day. No get was ever written, and that went through. It took many years till the Rabbonim realized what's happening. There was no get written. It was Eishes Ish Deraisa, and they fought him very often. It didn't work. At one time that it did end up in court, he asked who the people are taking him to court, who the bringing him, the complainants, and these are Rabbonim. So he said, okay, but I'm no less of a Rav. I have the same smicha that he has. And in court, they threw it out because it was true. He had the same smicha. They had the same smicha. You weren't able to fight him. And this was unfortunately, it went on a regular basis. Now, did he have a right? It could be there, of course, to cover up, but this was happening all the time for very, very fine people who didn't know better. The same is here. What are you doing? So, Rabbi Yashu is a fine Rav. If this is Karel's time to find it off, and he's going to find it off. And it's been fought tooth and nail for many, many years through people close to him, and in the best way to be done, and there's no leeway on this, because obviously if you know about it, you may not buy it, but some will. It's very hard to tell the difference. There are Sefer Torah, there are Tefillin, there are Megillahs, and the idea is he's making money and he's able to bring down the price from $30,000 to $18,000 to $15,000. I don't know the price today, I know the price when it was then was $18,000. Tefillin, Megillahs, it's clear, they all write clear, anyone who does this is Ibn Khuyev, it's awesome.
Are you willing to tell us his name?
What?
Are you at liberty?
Yeah, Rav Abadi. I'm willing to tell his name.
It's a very easy way to catch.
He has a shul in Lakewood. He's a very, very kosher Virov. Very, very fine people daven by him. There are other halachas not negay for today than in his Truvas Forum. He was oiker halachas deraisa according to most poiskim today. And he has Truvas. And he explains it. So you want to fight with him? You have to be able to. You have to be a Talmud Chacham to fight with it, that's all. It's a problem. It's a problem. You cannot tell. That's the problem.
You cannot
tell.
Because they're all the same.
Yeah. Let's go back a little bit. How bad this problem not being able to tell this.
Yeah, all this he prints everything in America?
A lot of it's done here in America. A lot of it's done. He has to meet him. Hey, you can have the picture. He used to be in Argentina. This
all the Rabbanim you mentioned are Israeli.
Oh, we have plenty of Americans also. We have probably. Reb Cheskel Roth, we'll get them in a minute. 100%. You can look it up, by the way. I don't know if it's still there. If you want, there is a website. His website is. That's the problem, because he has a website, so you can go. You can get it 1, 2, 3.
You do a Google, Silk Screen Towers.
Okay, you can do it that way. I'll tell you in a second.
But there's a bigger problem today. Today you have the computers that can write it with a cloud without any surgery.
Okay, so let's go back. The website, I've got it for you, I don't remember. Anyway, here's the whole thing. Okay. It says, the first Sefer Torah will be available November 2002. Many orders have been accepted. Our goal is to accommodate the demand, allow anyone who buys a Sefer Torah to be capable of purchasing it. Fine. Okay. That was the L'shem Shemayim Shabuy. I'm going to start with a very interesting discussion that took place Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Lamedal. That's 31 years ago. I was young, a little bit. I became rasher, but I was young then too. And I was rash. I was in yeshiva Staten Island with a Moshe Zatzal. That was the first Rosh Hashanah that he came to the yeshiva. He used to be on the side. And there was another bocher from Baltimore Yeshiva, and he had this great idea. He found out that I dabble in Safra, and he had this great idea to use a rubber stamp to print a mezuzah. Let's talk mezuzah first. The reason it should be good, one of the biggest problems of a rubber stamp that you could come up with is, besides the printing of it, when you stamp it, you can't make sure that your letters go one by one. That's impossible. So you have Shaloi Kassidr on Sefer Torah, Mezuzah and Tefillin need to be written in order. Any letter written previously, if you write Shema, and you realize you left out a Vov in Parashat Shema, you can't put it back in. It has to be written in order. So, though, however, there are many poskim who do hold that half letters do not make a mezuzah possible. If I write a line of an aleph with the top line, leave out the bottom, make a base and don't connect, and continue that way on, that is not a concern of Shalei Kassidron, and you could do it later. So that was his premise, and we'll make a thing. He went in, I guess he had come for a Shoshana, I went along with him, it was a very interesting question. It was many years ago, 40 years ago, and it was not yet all this type of hanky-panky. And being that it was Rosh Hashanah, I think was the wrong time to do this, because I must say that the Moshe's Yiddish Emes Hadin was very, very strong. Every Shemini Esther was an hour. Shachas Min Chamayr, every Shemini Esther was an hour. You know, it was learning, and he had a better head than me, so you could say it quicker. But the nice is, that's a long time. There was a tremendous Emes Hadin, and it wasn't the right time to discuss it, but okay. So we started talking. I saw that his blood is broiling a little bit, and he didn't answer yes or no. But at that time, I owned a Hebrew typewriter with metal pieces, and I sat and we started working from one to the other, and it hit me the idea: let's take a typewriter, let's make rubber letters with the Tzuras Ois. No big deal to manufacture that. Use a ribbon with kosher ink, and you will type with tag and everything. We'll make the list, and we'll type out Shema Yisrael on a cloth. Phenomenal. So he was, you know, he didn't know where to go with it exactly, and he let out a very strong statement. I feel, and we'll get to this in a minute, this is the whole basis for the Salocha, I feel in my heart, if you hold like the Taz, that the Tfus printing is Ksiva, it's the Gaya printing a Get, it's the Gaya printed Chumash, what Kedusha they have, even if you're the Ksiva, Chodosh also ben HaToyra. That's a play on the Chassam Sofer, that any new innovation is also. I'm not sure, but after doing a lot of research, I don't think that in every area of halacha that he ever touched, he ever expressed that statement. Only over here. And I'll tell you why. I'm going off of tangents, but it's worth it. There's a lot of information here. There's a different problem. It's a whole separate shiur by itself, but we'll mention it. When you write the Sefer Torah, can you write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, with a pen, kosher ink, let's call it, or do you need a feather or a quill or a reed? The Gemara says clearly you should write with a noitz, with a kona. Kona sways in the wind. Write with a kona reed, and the Meraklim and the Sfaradim write with a kona. They know how, and they know how to make it beautiful. A kona sways. It's anova. You should write with a kona. The Ramah brings it already, Veino the Noigin Kane, and no one knows why. I do know why, but we do know why. We don't know why a noitzer not. Why a feather not? Ramah says, doesn't know why not a feather. The corner is simple because it just doesn't stay sharp. If you try it, it's very hard. I did try writing with it. It's hard. The feather is very good. Today we have they use chicken feathers, they use geese feathers, and the Chashulchan talks about it, others talk about it. Fine. What about a metal pen? A calligraphy pen. So the Bnei Yoina, the Landsdorfer Rav, who was before the Chassam Sofer, a Ga'oin HaGa'oin, he wrote a very strong basic Sefer Bnei Yoina on Hilchas Tam, besides other Sforim that he wrote. And the Chassam Sofer brings him, Chassam Sofer writes in his notes, it's important that he wrote notes, that he wrote notes to the Kesses HaSofer, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch wrote a Sefer Kesses HaSofer on Hilchas Tam, of which the Chassam Sofer in his Haskama writes from that, imagine that from then on, any Sofer who does not review every month in the Kesses HaSofer is not allowed to be a Sofer. So, I mean, he took this as a very strong Sofer. And he writes there, when the Kesses talks about writing with a feather, he writes, the Chassam Sofer adds a note, Bnei Yoina wrote a Sefer Torah, Bekonosho Barzel. Konosho Barzel, a metal pen. He wrote those Sefer. Today, Sfaradim do, by the way, and it's hard to know. It's hard to tell. Sfaradim is a set. Now, I think, I'm wondering, but if anyone here would walk into a Sefer and see him correcting his tefillin with this particular pen, this is a pilot G-Tech. They make them today already, it's down to 0.25. It's not felt, no. Felt maybe better. This is a metal tipped pen. It's a phenomenal great pen to write with. I only hold it in my pocket because I write with this pen. So in Tovshin Lamed Vov, I don't know, when I was learning Kesses, and again as a bocher, I don't know what got into me. It was to me like, wow, metal pen. So I was standing there in the yeshiva and I went over to the Moshe Zatzal. Yes, we said Mefiyetzuch Nishtazoy. That meant to say, not bidding with it. It's not, you can't do it. Fine. Later on, I think it was in Memhei in 85, and I'll tell you how it happened. They started selling two Eretz Yisrael from here, someone got a hold of the idea, repediographs, technical pens, which you fill up with kosher ink, and they started fixing all the Sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. It was not done by Skomas any Rov or Godel. Absolutely not when it was done. The story behind it, I'm telling you, it wasn't done with any Askom. And the Sefer started using it.
It was convenient.
It's very convenient. I'll explain to you why. Take a Yud. A Yud needs on the bottom left-hand corner a Koitz, Kutzah Yud. There are 21 Rishonim that say the Koitz needs to be Yoyred Lamata. It's not enough to be square. There is a Chsam Sofer in less than four words, if I'm not mistaken, in Yoyreday that says Yesh Oimrim. First says you need a Koitz. Yesh Oimrim, that if it's square, it's kosher. Based on this Chsam Sofer, if you go back and look at a lot of the European Sefer Torah, and give me a minute, I'll tell you something phenomenally interesting historical in 1 minute. Square, they don't have koitzim. The Hamoinam of Sofrim, the Rov of Sofrim without a koitz will pass. All the small mezuzahs didn't have koitzim. They're round. Just the way it is, because that's how the guys wrote it. They use whitewash parchment. It's easier to write, it goes quicker. And they weren't able to make the point. So we have to follow that without a koitz that goes down, it's 100% post, the mezuzah. Can I fix it? Yes, it has a tzuras yud, looks like a yud. I can add that thing. You want to go fix a mezuzah and put a point on there, you're guaranteed to mess it up with a feather and ink. Came along this repediograph, and wow! And I could fix my tagging. Not only I could fix my tagging, I'm going to tell you, even I, who all can do it, the tagging today by the most Yireim Ushleimim are being written with metal pens. After they do the whole parsha, which may not be so lechatchila, but you could do it, because a parsha without tagging, without the crowns, is possible, according to a lot of poskim. So that means it's possible until you put it on. So who said you could put it on afterwards? Let's just say you can. It's mashmash, which means you can. I don't know if it's a chathila. Take a metal pen and they put on their target. And the Sfardim give it all out. There's an Eretz Yisrael's a business. It's called the Metayek. And the Ashkenazim use them too. After it's done, they bring the parsha and someone's Metayek.
That's because the Sfardim, like Yoitzim with Mezuzah,
who said?
You look at the Sfardi Mezuzah, they're
the chathila. That's right, but it's possible. There's no difference, Ashkenazi and Sfardi. I'm going to tell you something very strong. There's no difference. There is no difference. Rabbi Vadia held, he held for sure that a yud without a koitz is possible. And there are others who hold, no, it's kosher. Round for sure is possible. Listen to something kiddushtik. I'm sorry, I'm mixing a lot of things, but Rabbi Moshe writes, I asked him this. I asked him, don't remember when, what year, more than once, more than twice. It's the gay Sfardi parshas, Ashkenazi parshas, and he told me Beis Yosef and Ari are almost the same ksav. There's a few differences, deviances. Some hold you can't use Ari, some of this. Even the Chazon Ish later was choizer and kosher, 100%. Now, some Sof writes clearly in the tshuva, he wrote to say his Sifrei Torah and Tefillin were ksav Beis Yosef. He made his tzadi, which is the whole issue, is only in a tzadi if the head is backwards or straight. I made, he said, according to Kabbalah, Rabbi Yomari of Nosan Adler, Hazok Shabakuna, I made Arizal. Let me add a Beis Yosef, Sefer Torah, Kemenig Ari. Those who follow some Sofer Menig, Matzav Rav Zachar and Varoch, Vos the Terei, so Zangzunt has a soif who writes for him on that way. Beis Yosef with Ari. It's rare. You do find some old Hungarian parishes coming from that area. Some soif written that way. Fine. Rav Moshe told me the following. Alle drei ksovim, all three ksovim, Beis Yosef Ari and Velish, which is Svardi, zen gegeben to Moshe Rabbeinu of Bar Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received that Messiah. Means like this. Not as a mitzvah. We understood until this, there's a mitzvah to write mezuzah, mitzvah, tariq mitzvah, a mitzvah to write tefillin, sefer Torah. I have a minig this way, you have a minig that way, and that becomes very messy. Minhag, not minhagim work. You're shaykh, it's whatever it should be. Moshe Rabbeinu received with mitzvahs tefillin, mitzvahs mezuzah. This is how you write it for those who live in the locale of Ashkenaz. This is how you write it for those who live in the locale, Ukraine, Hungary, Romania, Marmarosh. And this is how you write it for those who live in Spain and in France, that's how it was given. And that becomes a big issue, according to many, I think according to Rav Adya, not Yoytze, Abnei Ashkenaz who gets an Aliyah Sefer Torah is not Yoytze, Abnei Sforad who gets an Aliyah Sefer Torah is not Yoytze. Well, you shouldn't hold that way, it's a Gaya Havoris, okay, fine. But that's the basis, may serve a basis for this. This is my, not my minig, this is how it's given. Therefore, there's no difference if you're Ashkenaz or Sfarad, the Aloch is the same Aloch of the Moshe Mezina. So you need a Koytz Yoyut. The Chasam Sofer happens to say it's kosher. Now, there are many, many truths written today that want to say the Chasam Sofer didn't mean in Chatz v'Sholem and Tefillin and Mezuzah that it's kosher. In Sefer Torah maybe meant it.
Without Tag.
Not Tag. You need Tag. Tag is written in Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber. No, no. Mechaber is a Sfaradi. So you need Tag. Not having that Koytz coming down.
So why all the years were the Sfarad and Mezuzah without Tag?
Because it was easier.
Until 10 years ago, the Sfaradi...
Not a good Sfaradi, never wrote, not a good Sfaradi, an Eilich Sfaradi didn't do it. His Tagad are written afterwards, and therefore you have a problem, because it's inevitable, I don't know how many Tagad there are, but figure out this, if you have 816 words with about 3,000 plus letters in a pair of tefillin, so and there's a lot of nuns and shins and ayins and tests and tzaddiks and gimels, so you're going to miss a target. That happens all the time. The best of the best will do it afterwards, miss target. So what do you want to miss target for?
So this is only the Sfarad or the Ashkenazim write the target?
The Ashkenazim started today to do it also.
They started to do that also.
Yeah, it's one of the great things they learned from the Sfarad.
So what you're saying is that you have to really be Voidik Yosefer who's writing the Parsha.
Okay, let's assume it's kosher to do it, but you have to make sure that it's there. But the Kutzah Shel Yud, now the repeating graph serves a great purpose.
Excuse me again. Yeah. Does the electronic, the computer check, does that check target?
It may pick it up. It's not supposed to. And I'll tell you why it's not supposed to. But let's talk about the Kutzah Shel Yud. Let's talk about target. If target are faded, if target are cracked, you can use, they use the repeating graph. They use that. Today, you change from repeating graph even to this pen. Now, this ink kosher. If it's kosher ink, it's not. It doesn't have to be the shmo. It's kosher. It's kosher. The best is to use good ink. So they have today good inks that you can pour into. You take out this barrel. You take the clean out the barrel, and you're able to get kosher ink. And then you write with this. It's phenomenal. This is what many are doing. Rav Moshe was very clear to me, and I asked it again right before he was lift. I sent up some type of metal pen. I never repeated it, and he said, "Can't do it. Finished." There are 2, 3, 4 soifer in Gantz America who don't fix, who don't write it, they don't write, but who don't fix with metal pens. Fine. Therefore, it's true. Much more chance to mess up, more chance to. It takes much longer, and you could smear it, it's a problem. But that's the metal pens. Anyway, so going back now for a minute into the Fus. They made. Want me to go back to the first? These problems are not new problems. In so, if you want afterwards, I'll show you. There's a great picture here from 1917 for the Bolshevik Revolution after the First World War through 33, 35, 37. In certain towns in Europe, more in the Litta, specifically in Zhetel, where Chof Chaim was born, where Reb Zalman Tzerotzky was a Rov, Zetel, Mir, and Slonim, the Sofer were writing, but in all the towns and hamlets as well, they were writing, they were Bundists, socialists, communists, and they were writing. They were by far not Bireim Shalem, and many were Mechadu Shabbosis. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechtad Gevrochus, first Shabbos in Tzif Tzitam, a little Derfilo, he comes out of Shul, and a across from the shul, the Yid is sitting there by his window, and he says to him, "Shabbos, Rebbe." And he goes, "Oh, Shabbos, fine it off." He sees he's writing a Sefer Torah. He says, what's this? Ah, so sorry if he's writing a Sefer Torah. So he says, who's buying this Sefer Torah? It's Shikas Kanamerica. No problem, which is exactly where we're not. The Minister Salosa, the Minkat Shavuz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, writes, I don't remember the date offhand, it's printed in the back of one of the Sforim. He's writing to the Rovin Slonim and he's begging him. He says there are over 1,000 Soifrim Mechalei Shabbos in Slonim today writing Sefer Torah. Slonim and Sforim are the most popular, most we have left over from. There are Simonim, because they were calligraphists. They stretched their letters. They didn't know the halachas, lamed when the chofs. There are telltale signs. I remember bringing up a Sefer Torah to Rabbi Moshe Bixach, Tzadik Avroch. He was a big mumcha, big maven on Slonim and Sforim. He passed them. At that time, I brought it to him. He looked at it. And he said, "I said it's a Slonim and Sforim. It gives a try. I'm a Slonim and Sforim." I said, "Should I fix it?" He says, "I don't have the koyach anymore to passel unless I know clearly you wrote it. Fix it. I'll take a lot of money." Now, he's very practical, Rof. The mice is like this. Rav Shimon Schwab, I think he came in 37. Although I didn't look it up here, I think that story is here. Rav Shimon Schwab, when he came here, he comes to Baltimore, and there's a sign hanging that there's going to be Achnosa Sefer Torah the coming week. He was very America. Achnos Sefer Torah in Europe was once in 100 years in a city, even the big cities in America. Sefer Torah, where's he getting Sefer Torah? There were no Soifrim writing Sefer Torah then. So he asked the Rav, he went to the Rav, where's the Sefer Torah coming from? The guy, he was so proud, he brought it in Mir. Mir, the great yeshiva, Mir, it's going to come and we have a Sefer Torah and we're going to make a see Achnos Sefer Torah. So Shimon Schwab Tom says, "I'm coming from here. There's no kosher soy for the whole city here." So he turns to him. The Rav says, "What should I do?" He says, "Write to the Chaim Moshe, but I won't have a tshuva." He says, "Take a self-addressed postcard with a stamp, send it to him, and ask him." And they got it back in time. He wrote back, "Parcel of all Selikus boy and canceled the Sefer Torah." This is a fact. The Sforim, it's a big shaila if you do know, because I see very often these Slonim Sforim, if it's possible mamish or not. Others hold you have to be going with them. It's not simple.
Was it the character of the person, like Rabbi Yaakov's case, or was it the Sefer itself that was possible?
The Sefer possible, because the guy who wrote it was a Mechal Shabbos problem.
Yeah, Shabbos.
Yeah, besides that, he didn't know 1,000 other halachas. He didn't know Kisidron, he could have fixed it in film. He didn't know Chok Toichas, he found 2 Zions touched, he raised it. He didn't know 1,000 halachas. Because we see the Lamas, we have this all the time, the Lamas going into the Chos.
It's airspace.
Yeah, so it's that's anyway. So these problems are old, but the Maisa is going back to the Meshi, to the silk spreading. Today, I don't know if we'll get it. There was a discussion with cloud computers. Should you use computers to check it or not? Until 30 years ago, Mem Zion, which almost be 28 years. That's when they produced a computer that could check for you how many letters are in your mezuzah. That means I know nothing's missing or nothing's added. I don't know if the letters are switched around. That's also done. But the computer is only as good as the person sitting at the computer. The more, now to answer that question, you asked me, the more information that I take out of my computer, this program, the more chance I have of messing up. Because if it's going to stop for my target and tell me, it can do it. But if I specify it, then I'm adding more information, and the computer has to stop, think, print out. So it's going to mess up. And the guy who's there, it's programmed to an aleph and a base. And Lav Dafka, the better programs match. So it shows up 40 alephs in a pair of tefillin. And you have to look. Any problem? No problem. And you press it, you delete it. So when you start deleting 38 out of the 40 problems, which are not problems, just didn't show up right on the screen, so you're going to end up deleting the next thing also. I've had a mezuzah, go back 20 years ago, the amount of voice of the Dabbe, There were three lamans in a row. Supposed to be, the guy forgot. The guy pressed it out. It's all lamans supposed to be. They pressed it out. It happens. This goes on all the time. So it can pick up the tagonomistic, but it's lav dafka meila. Anyway, when it started the computer did a gewaldige gezach. It not only in 1994 they started something IDTOR. It's made to tell me the writing of the OECs. Today we use it to ensure Sefer Torah. It'll pick out certain letters. No handwriting of any Sefer is the same, and no mezuzah that the Sefer wrote, even if you wrote 10 today, will be the same. It will not come out the same place, the letters. Something will be different than a letter. It's impossible. It's never happened yet. So it's an identification to know for computers.
That's
for insurance.
That's how you can tell it's a silk screen. It's not
an exact reproduction.
Okay.
Always exact. And if you get one silk screen on the computer, you can automatically...
Okay, so correct. Now, you have to go find yourself two silk screens in fraternity. Better than that, let's take mezuzahs. Yeah. And there was a sofa who bought from an Erlich guy, and... another guy bought in Yerushalayim the mezuzahs that the store owner bought from the middleman, and it showed up in the Vad Mishmeres Tam Bnei Brak, and they put in 10 or 11 mezuzahs. I saw those mezuzahs. They put in 10 or 11 beautiful mezuzahs, and the results came out for 4 mezuzahs. So what's going on here? Anyway, they tried again. Only 4 mezuzahs came out because each one was exactly the same. There were 4 different types of mezuzahs, and they only showed up 4 differences because they were exactly the same. The lettering was lined up, the chulu. Anyway, they made a positive printout, a photo, and they put it, they matched it up, and they were perfect. Anyway, that could not have possibly been done by any human being. Impossible. Anyway, when the guy came back, they told him, he went back. Anyway, by the next day, They got a hold of the soicher with the shlomi, and he said, "Listen, I'm buying from this and this guy." And he didn't want to give out who the person was. Anyway, Rabbi Yashiv Zecharei Lechem told me at that time, 3 words: go to the police. Very strong. Go to the police. So they wanted to avoid the police. Of course, the guy wouldn't tell them who it was. They went to Zerovitz for the gedolim, and he made up that he should go to the soicher. In his house, he has to meet with him. He's a soicher. He buys him hundreds of mezuzahs. You need to ask him something. And they arranged to come along with him. And they went along. Anyway, they came in. He realized the game is up, and he spoke to them. So he said, "What's going on?" He worked, I remember the story clearly, he worked in the Misrad HaChinuch. That was his job. He would never dare to keep his tools and equipment in the house. He kept it locked up in the Misrad HaChinuch. When he finished working, he went downstairs to the basement, and he printed. And he had 5 or 6 different stencils. So they were always dispersed in different places. Different things, you couldn't pick it up. And at that time, it was new to check mezuzahs as well. That's how they found it. Fine. May Ayoimahu from the Ndalit for many, many years, till summer, till this happened later, 7-8 years. No one heard anything more of silk screening, Baruch Hashem. A lot of work went into it. Rav Volzner took the picture of him, look at the silk screen. They confiscated it. Anyway, somewhere in Samach Beis, this silk screen that came to the Cheskel Roth, the Langezunt, in his base here on Borough Park, Carlsberger Roof. And they're sitting there, they call down one of the fellows to come. He comes, and he sees they're holding this silk screen that was used in the Sefer Torah in these resources. They're sitting here with it. And he's trying to prove to them why halachically it should be right. This was Rav Abadi. He's sitting there in the thing, and they're working on it. They went out of their minds. And this has been the problem, and this is it. Now, so it's still around, it's still happening, and again, I won't be able to tell, you won't be able to tell. The this computer, even if you hold, there was a big, many people against it when it first came out, because it's taka a new thing, but they proved that In other words, like this, the computer is really only supposed to tell me the letters are there. The tsuras, it may tell you tsuras ois also, abaya and tsuras ois. But the minute it starts telling you things that I'm relying on the computer, it's true, people do rely on it. And people ask me all the time, do your computer check? Therefore, you don't, it's not true. If you don't check it, it's 100% not good. The Chiyuv Bedika, I saw today, Philip Ploin from the Kaf HaChaim, I say for Torah or Tzulim, he writes both. And we don't do it because time is money and money is who's paying the double extra. You need to check and say if Torah, Tzulim, Mezuzah, it really is four times. Two separate people have to read it, and two separate people have to check it for the Tzulim, so it's just the letter formation. Sure, we're trying to get it back, but it's not going to happen so quick because it's almost impossible. And I can only tell you that one of today's problems, how's it possible people... The guy who's writing it is under pressure. He needs to produce it quickly. The guy's check is under pressure because, again, time is money. So I just want to give you a scenario in the source of the story for him, and when someone gives his tune, you should really maybe ask. If a guy, see today, if someone would come to me today to check tune, and I take it, I'd be appreciated. Because I knew that I'm coming here, and I knew that this is where am I rushing? It's impossible. We created our own monster in two ways. If you have tefillin, the older people don't always do this, but the newer tefillin are, besides sewn up, they're sealed with a... It's a slight glue, doesn't have to be glue, slight glue, painted, repainted 10 times. It used to take, if you do it right, it used to take a week or two to do it, and I don't know if you remember, when you gave your tefillin to the sofer, no one got it back before 4 or 5 days. It was even the best case. And all of a sudden today, you're dropping it off before 11, advertising every single sofer, and you're getting it back at 5 o'clock. Let's understand something. How many pairs of tefillin came in that day? The guy's hoping he got 10. Let's assume he got 4. And if you go to a campaign, even though I do campaigns, they call me, I have to tell you the honest truth. I can't fix all of your cracks in a campaign. I can't fix all your tagging. I can't see everything. I can't, certain bit of the evidence I can't fix. So it's not a good idea. Take it to them in on a day when the sofer could say that I'm not so busy today. But if a guy comes in the morning, four people, let's do four. My maximum is 4. The people's maximum is 20. That means I need to get it in. If you want to pack at 5 o'clock, the batamach will not be able to do his work if it's not in his hands by 11 or 12. He's doing super, super fast drying glue, which is not so good for the batam. It's not rolled as well. And sewing. You got to put the parshas in, sew it, and glue it. You're gonna do it. I'm only one sofer. He has 25 pairs on any good day that he's doing. And an elderly has 100 pairs. No. You want to make sure your parshas went in. You want to make sure the parshas went in the right order. You want to make sure that it got sold. And it has to be glued. It's an unbelievable process. So, the fourth guy who comes to me today, oy va boy. It's 11:30. I got to get it out by 12 o'clock. Otherwise, I'm not getting it back. And he wants it today. And there are letters written in journals about this. It's the fall. You made your own monster. You want it back. You want it precious. So I need to go quicker, but the real right way is to do this way. But the sofer has to check, and his mindset should be that this was never touched by a computer. And I have to magia, not knowing all the letters I hear, because it could be the computer messed up already also. And could be that he said it went to the computer, and it never went to the computer. That happens very often. Guy comes with a new pair of tefillin, guy came to me, he came to the door. Before he had a chance to run out, I ran after him. He wasn't in his car yet. Was missing a word. And the guy went ballistic. He bought the tefillin. It was written in America.
I saw this done in Eretz Yisrael, that when you buy tefillin, you get a printout of your parsha.
Yeah. We do that. I don't do it for everyone, but it's automatically it's scanned. Yeah.
Right. They do it anyway if you get the printout, so that...
Yeah. It's a mile of something else, so I'll tell you in a minute why. But it's good to have. So, good, you have to go over. It doesn't mean the printout doesn't mean that it caught everything. So the guy ran out. So he called the sofer. The sofer says, if you told me to computer check, that computer checked. If you told me to tell me, said a computer check it. So, I have another guy. I was in the middle of the pastures, came from Eretz Yisrael, out of my office. Before I started, I called him up because it didn't come with anything. Computer checked? Yeah, computer checked. And he wasn't lying to me, he thought it was a computer. It's a very hosher guy. His name is Ezra Soifer, very hosher guy. And I check it, the Baruch Shem, I found the single letter. So you can't rely on anyone. And that's what the poskim seem to hold. You have to make bedikas, you have to go over it, and the more times you do it, obviously you have more of a chance to find it. So if there's pressure, there's time constraints, you're up the creek. So it's not so good.
Why talking is the silkscreen that possible?
Okay. Sure. Even I know that. Okay.
It can be Kisidram.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of the reasons.
Because what you
excellent.
Another technique.
Okay. I'm going to shoot off very quickly 12 reasons, because we're going to run late, and we'll try to explain some of them. But I have to be moida that this shiur was said by Rav Goyner Betzion Volzer, son of Fedor Volzer. He's from the first to say the shiur in Hilchos Tam, the forerunner of a lot of the innovations of the Mishmeres Tam. He did a lot. And I fought with him for many, many years over this metal pen, because he also holds that they really shouldn't use even to fix a metal pen. Good for ois, if the Kutzer shiur is possible without it, then why should he be able to fix it? See, but the last time that I spoke to him about it, I had a chance to fight with him, because he was a moil by five of my children. He always slept all night before him. So I had enough time to argue with him. And the last time we spoke, I said to him two things. I said, why you matter? The answer was, because since it was nispashed, I can't take it back. Secondly, I said to him, I have a question. From Moshe Rabbeinu, who didn't write with no metal pen, till the Chassam Sofer, is an erech of about 3,000 years. Yeah? The Bnei Yonah wrote. We don't find anyone in his time that wrote besides him.
No, that's no shayla, because you have shchita. Let's finish. I didn't finish.
Even if someone else wrote one god of the Bnei Yonah, the Chassam Sofer says, okay, mask him. It's good, kosher. From the Chassam Sofer, let's call 1800 till 1980 something, when a private guy pulled off a shtickle and sold these pens without no hechsherim or nothing. No one ever asked anyone before it was done. The question is now afterwards. So what's going on here? So it's not enough to be 3,000 plus years that I only found one Odom Godel or two that Hagam the Gedoylem that say it's okay, that I should follow that way. Maybe I should follow the way that everyone did, all the fine Erlichin till then. No. Gerecht. Try. Well, my Gerecht doesn't get me anywhere. Now.
So what do you answer?
You're right.
Yeah. Twill today. Is there anyone who doesn't use a press to make the batim?
Yeah. You use a press, a hand press.
Right.
Hand press.
Well, okay.
The same hand press they used then. Well, okay. I want to run through like this. 12 headlines. Is the fuss we mentioned before in printing? And our Shulchan talks about it. Our printing press, the linear type, we used to put it in, what's the thing called? Not the one this way. The P's and Q's, you put it in, and the one they used, Benjamin Franklin did it that way. One, two. Now, there's no difference putting the ink to the paper to the ink. That Aruch Shulchan says clear. But today's, where we roll it through, is no Maisi Yadayim of Ksivan, for sure not. So there is a basic machloikis, the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, noite that Ksivan is kosher. He writes that a get you should be machma, for sure not to use it. There's a Chuvus Masas Binyam, but it's Chuvus early, Toignish. Or Toignia, Masas Binyam is matter. Means if the Fus is Ksiva, printing is writing. Number one, our chumashim have a din of the fus has a kedusha to it. Very simple. Anyway, it's a big machloikas. The bottom line of all, even the Taz who writes in Yeridei Reishayin Aleph, the last piece there, that is master ksiva, forgets he's not happy about it for Shona. And the Taz who brings him in Arachayim mentions this. The Magen Avraham brings him, mentions the Taz. It comes out anyway. Nisht. So. And the Birkayos of the Chidah, Mikomok and Masak Aloch the Maisa, Hamigilis, Shenitzvah, so they were printed, Pesula, Isla Gamri, Vetorek, Lagoinzon, Soif, Dovo, you have, what should I tell you? The Ramam Bipano and the Mashdam, the Taz and the Chavisyor, the Prechodesh, the Shulchan, the Kresak Boyim, the Get Poshut, the Bnei Yoyin himself, the Birka Yosef, the Chsam Sofer, the Das Kedosh from that tribe. These are the biggest of the biggest. No one has to catch that Sofer, the big trout. Possible, possible, possible. The Fus is possible. So that's the first protocol there. He says, he argues, the Shkut Fus. Now, and our defus for sure, everyone holds it's possible. No one argues about it because it's not doing it to Ksiv. In those days, you prepare the letters, the things, and you put the ink on it. Today, you're not doing that. Today, now, who said that filling in letters, like you do at a Siyum Sefer Torah, who said that that's called a Ksiva? The letters are, if they're outlined with a stencil, it's a big machloikis, and everyone knows a famous Gemara in Gittin. The Edom used to come, the Gemara tells us they ripped open. They cut open a space. Guy had to write Dovid. They cut out a Dalit. They cut a Vovid a Dalit. The world talks about it. It's kosher. Rashi doesn't learn cut out, but Tosis learns cut out. And Tosis asks on the spot, it's your signature? You need a signature for a get. It's your signature? Whoever cut it out, it's the signature of the guy who cut it out. He made the Dalit. Then you're filling it in. It's not your signature. And so Yishalmi Tosis answers, you made a wider Dalit, and you fill part of the Dalit. That's Tosis. Abulot Rashi could be Bechlal, supposed to go. Secondly, this is not a Ksiva, it's Toynish for Gittin. Fine. And it would be a great thing to do, because you would lower the price, and you'd have a much more beautiful Sefer, just like the silk screen. There is a problem. Yishalmi says the following, Vikosav, Baget, Shami says three things. Loi chokak, you can't ingrain. Loi mate, if you can't spread out. Loi hashoy, if you can't pour on. One of the points of contention here, pouring on the shmiricht. What is that? Is it a ksiva or not? And for sure it's not a ksiva because it's going all over the place. It's two concerns. One is it's netifa, pouring, and spreading, and one is shvicha. It's not ksiva. It's not ksiva. The fuss itself, that is the shayla. Why should the fuss not be kosher? Because vikosav, v'loy v'chokak, you can't ingrain, you can't course through impressing. That's why, so much so, those who hold that you shouldn't use a feather to write, is because the feather scratches. That much chakika there is. So it says in the Aruch Shulchan. Now, we're talking here, psul of. Then you have like this. Even if you pour in the ritual apostles, by the case of a get with Adam, you pour in the ink, Toynish. Now, it's not called Derech Ksiva, it has to be Kosav. Filling in a hole on a mat is not Derech Ksiva, it's not how you write. Kolor. Some says clearly, he says in Mesachtes Gittin, Kol Ois, Nichtev Al Yodoy, through your hand, Masei Etzpo Oisov. Loi, that you do some type of printing b'tfus from the back, and not that it pours out ink into all the letters. Secondly, if you're doing this, even if you smear it with your hand, it's called a maisa, like a monkey doing, a maisa kuf baum, it's not a maisa yadai. Secondly, like this, every shem, everyone's masking. Before you write an oyster and say, for 30, you have to write Shem Kedushas Hashem. Precious is brother of the king, get to the king, you have to say Shem Kedushas Hashem. If you didn't say it at all, or you didn't say it before you wrote the Sefer Torah, forget about it. The Sefer Torah is posel gomer. Do you have to say it by every Shem? Yes. If you didn't say it by everyone, you can rely possibly on the Taz that you said it before the Sefer Torah. Fine. And it does happen. A Sefer may forget. It's not so simple. Anyway, but there's no question that your silk screen is not talking and saying Hashem Kedushas Hashem. And you're smearing it out over every letter, so it's smeared in one shot. Problem. Go to.
What did the Sefer say before?
Before what? It doesn't know where he's writing the Shem. Where's the Shem? It doesn't know where it is. He's not looking where it does.
You do the whole sheet at a time.
You do the whole sheet at a time,
like
sure.
A stencil, you just.
That's why it's Maisa Kufalm. It's a stencil. You take a squeegee and you put it down with a stencil. Like you do. I don't do it anymore. You used to do the walls that way with those things, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
The rollers.
Yeah. The Shemois, it's not poshut. But those of the Rebbe in Yuma, one of the things was they were able to write the Shem Hashem in one shot. So Shaila, the Guinness Vrodom holds, you have to write to Pelle Plurum. When you write Shem Hashem Sefer Torah, you have to write it in order. Yud Kei Vov Kei. What happens if the guy writes the Yud? Then he writes, he sees, he wants to make sure there's enough space, he writes the Hey at the end, and he leaves space. Rebbe Kiveg brings a slew of G'doyle Achroinim that I'm not telling you it's possible, but it's not kosher to write that way. The so you have a problem. Number one, you can't be Mekadosh Hashem. Number two, in Shemus itself, the Dinkasidron. And like we pointed out, in the Mezuzah and Tefillin, which they're printing, they are doing that. It's how could it be Kasidron? It goes down all at one time. It's an impossibility. Secondly, the halach is, before you write, we don't do this by Chlal Sefer Torah, because we're relying today that Sefer Torah is really kosher. Just anyone who goes, you know that. If you don't write a Yud, then your letters fill that. You can read the Hey, just missing ink in between. You read the Tov, just missing ink. So in Eretz Yisrael, Kham, Kinesh, Zangas, and others, they don't take, or you see, they only take a Yud, because a Yud is a box. It could be, it doesn't look like anything. It can be a Mem, it can be a Samach. They take Yud, fine. But Be'etzem, before you write your ois, you have to take a chumash, read it. It says ulechol ha'oisois, and the soif has to read it, or the person writing it. And if you don't read it, it's not kosher. So again, you can't read it when you're doing it squeegee wise. Secondly, you have to look inside when you write. Shlem yaksav. Thirdly, you're mixing all the letters. There's no ksiv l'shmo. What are you doing over here? You have to write sefer Torah tzul l'shmo l'shmo. Keep doing misasik. You pour on this junk. You're doing l'shmo what? L'shmo of which ois? You don't know what you're doing. Third, not last, but one of the biggest psulim, that is last, one of the biggest psulim is, who's going to do this? As it is, I could bring you mezuzahs today written by Arabs, by Arab ladies, by ketanim, sitting in a room. It's happened in the last few years, it's not so far-fetched. Here, for sure, you don't have to do anything. I take the screen, as long as I hook it up, everyone who's supposed to try is going to do it. So it's a moiridik and michshel. It's a moiridik and michshel. All the gedolim said it's no good. You have 13 basic reasons. Now, I was... he's about his answering. He holds, yeah, it's a different type of a cost. I've done a type of a shofak, different type of a chokak. If you want to talk to him... I said it, and I'm willing to say it here again. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but I said it right. Don't leave it. A yid that hears the gedoyle oilam, the gres the gedoyim, and I'm telling you that Moshe Zatzal, when it came to kedusha stam, the man was shaking. If I touched the sefer Torah to fix a letter, he went wild. He put down his handkerchief. He went over. It's a kedusha. We have to not forget that. This, besides the practical and technical way, so if this. These great gedolim said, "Possible also liquors by choti machdis harabim," and he's not listening for whatever reason. He's not listening. He's a simple meisus umadir in koifer b'divrei chazal, no less. And if he did it, obviously he's a koifer. If his talmud did it, his talmud today already knows enough not to do it. It's vaiter koifer. So anyway, the sefer Torah is written like that koifer, worse than a machal Shabbos. I don't even know if you have to burn it. I don't know if you have to bury it, because Sefer Torah Kosvei Min is Yisorev. There's no question if he argues on all the Gedoyim, Yimin, Yimin, Asmol, 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 Yimin, Yimin, Asmol, and he says, I can't best if Zay knows better. So he's a koi for B'divri Chazal. Finished. That comes. It's a lot more. That's all we're getting in today. I just asked that question. They answered me, one of the Choshev Yungalai, that means all Choshev Yungalai, that there are no Rabbonim in Lakewood. There's no consolidation of Rabbonim. Every Rav has his own shul. I'm getting to
it. Can we have all
I'm going to get killed for this one.
Very, very much.
You ever see this?
Yeah.
You want to have it?
I am going to be selling them very shortly.
I have 1,000 for me.
Thank you. Why do you have 1,000?
I bought it.